there is so much grace on this man. And in Abeokuta, he's scattered everywhere. That's why he's coming up last, because I hope some of you will remember your seat. Except it's not led that way, but almost every time I've seen him, it has always been this power ministration apart from teaching. So much grace. He had a meeting at the camp some weeks ago, and I learned there were over 50,000 people there. Yes, 50,000. This is a young man, but with an unusual anointing. And Daddy Adeboye had to come for the meeting. So we are so honored to have him here. You know, when I first met him, he surprised me. He said, "My wife comes for midweek service in your church." The wife is a doctor. I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Wow." So I made up my mind now. Every midweek service, now I have to be careful, because I don't know those who are coming. And, you know, we are so honored tonight. He's an evangelist in our CCG. He's a pastor. He's an apostle. You know, this is the funny thing. I did not even know you were the one. One day, I go into camp when I'm tired of Lagos. So I was in a room in camp praying, and I was checking some YouTube messages, and I saw a man, the one you wore white, and all the young men wore white with you, and was talking about a covenant day of purity or something like that, and you told your story. God really saved you. And his parents were there, and he told them, "I'm sure they don't have an idea what I'm about to say now." Now, I didn't know he was the one. I saw that video, that message taught me powerfully, because people ran to the altar, young people all over. And that was like maybe 2 years ago. I met him last year, so I didn't know. And when I met him, I did not know he was the one that was in that video. I just knew about 2 weeks ago. The video popped up on my phone again. So I also, it was Pastor Daniel. Interestingly. But when I met him last year, it's my custom to, in the night, that I switch off the light and I sit here praying. I just like doing that. So we're praying for Abeokuta meeting, and the Lord said that, called that man. I'd seen him one or two places from afar before, but no real relationship. So I tell him to be at the Abeokuta meeting. So I called. And he said, at that time, I have a program in Kenya also, and that they shared it with me. I said, no problem. But I just knew inside me that God would take care of everything. And it was himself, Pastor Godman, that you were supposed to be in Canada. And the picture of when Pastor Godman first came to Abeokuta, the first meeting, kept standing before me. And I kept hearing in my spirit that there is something he's bringing to this meeting. I said, but Lord, he has a meeting in Canada. After praying in a while, I just knew that he wasn't going to Canada. He just called and said that he sensed it also. And he said, no, I might not go to Canada again. I'll be there. Since Pastor Daniel. And at the last minute, he called. And he said, you know what? I'm not going to Kenya again. Or I don't know which African country. Said, I'm going to be there in Abeokuta. Now, this morning, I don't know. Did you minister at the camp yesterday? Somebody was telling me. January. Okay. We are so privileged to have this man of God in our midst for the first time in our household of David. Let's welcome Pastor Daniel Olawande.
If you are clapping for me, that is too much. But if you are clapping for Jesus, that can be better. Make it louder, make it stronger, make it mightier. Oh, that is too small, that is too small. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Give God praise. Rejoice. God. Praise God. Before we start, because it's joy, so I have a video I want them to pray to play for me. Is it ready? Media team. I want us to praise God. This is my new song. This is how the song landed. This just came like this. We now. Let me increase the volume, please. If you are not dancing, just pack your Bible and go.
Hallelujah! Praise God! Are you ready? Let's give a shout of praise, a shout of victory. Everybody see my party,
I'm in it. It is not theory, it is practical. Is somebody going to rejoice here? Is somebody going to rejoice here? Leave that place where you are. Run around this place with a shout and a leap of joy. Give God praise. Shout.
But this is how we live in our victory. When devil come, we react by shout. It's not time to think. When devil come, say yeah, 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 yeah. You know, when a goat is coming to carry what belongs to you, what is it? Guy. Anytime the devil shows up with sickness to report, say sorry, I don't know you are there. You don't understand?
there is a noise in heaven. Boring people cannot go there. Oh. Boring people cannot go there. Oh. Quiet people cannot go there. Oh. There is noise there. Oh. There is noise there. Oh. Yes. Listen, as we are shouting now, every condition you came here with, they are disappearing now. In Wyoming last year, second night, I told them to start laughing, and they were laughing, and instantly 11 stammerers were healed. 11 in the service, like they came out, stopped 11 of them. So when I say shout, shout. When I say rejoice, rejoice. God is starting the last from the beginning. My God, my God, my God, my God. You are going to shout again. God said he's starting some healings with this shout. Now, as you are shouting, if you discover you are just healed, run out. Now, if you are a stammerer, check it now. It's clear. Now, if you are a stammerer, check it now. It's clear. As you begin to do this shout, if you are sick in your body, it's gone. Growth are met by the shout. Miracles happen. Miracles happen. Pain is going. Pain is going. Jesus. Jesus. God is not waiting till I finish this message. Pain. Pain. Go. Shoutless. Go. Just now you discovered miracle has taken place in your body. Just rush out. I just need three. Just rush out now. Just rush out now. My God, my God. Yes. Come, come, come. You discover a miracle has happened to you. Come, come. Come. Keep coming, keep coming. Yes, please, let them come, let them come. Let them come, let them come. Come, 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 come. Come. You discover a miracle. Come. Yes, we have not started, it's just the beginning. Short legs are going to grow out, deaf ears are going to hope, blind eyes are going to see, miracles everywhere. Yes, check it around here, check it around here. Power of the Holy Ghost is here. Power of the Holy Ghost is here. My God, I may have disappeared. Soul is growth up, issues with the pregnant part. Just check that down. Listen, I was preaching in one major meeting and I began to call things like this. And a pastor told me after the service, there is a pastor sitting next to me. He said, Pastor, he's working. He's working. He's working. I said, what? He said, this year I've not been working for years. I can't do anything with my wife. But as he was preaching, the thing just rise in the service. There is nothing God cannot do. I don't care. By this shout. Listen, I perceive today that all the miracles will come by shout of joy. I perceive it in my spirit that all the miracles. missing kidney, liver, replaced. I hear me also what I hear. Holy Ghost baptism will happen by shouts today. Let me hear. What did God do for you, man?
Pain on my right knee.
Pain on your right knee for how many years?
Yes, now I can't. So yesterday, Reverend Bolata gave a call. He talked about the right knee.
Yeah.
But I didn't come out. But today, when you were speaking now, and you asked us to just do what we're
to check in.
I was jumping initially. I had pains, but when you now said check it, I kept on jumping.
And you start jumping, and the pain disappeared. Like how many years, man?
Maybe 4 or 5.
4 or 5 years. As we were shouting and jumping, it checked back to earth. Never to return forever. What did God do for you, man?
My spirit come back to life. I feel something big. Like I felt it yesterday when today Bolanta was speaking. I felt it, like I felt it in me. But this time around, it came back rushing. It was mighty. It was big. It was mighty.
Come, bring her here. It's your ordination service. Hold my hand. It's your ordination service. Enter. Fullness. Power of the Holy Ghost. Fullness. What did God do for you, sir?
Yesterday, I woke up this morning with this pain in my neck.
Pain on your neck?
Maybe because I woke up four times anticipating the program. But then I woke up with this pain in my neck. And since we started the preaching and everything, I've been trying to turn my neck just to like fix it and make it be in the right place. But when we were shouting and we said check, I just found out that the pain is gone. I could not feel anything again. Glory to God.
Are you still ready to shout? Wait, we are coming. What did God do for you?
Recently, I've been having this pain. Right here.
This is your pelvic girdle here.
Yeah.
What kind of pain?
Heavy. Like, you know, a lot of people are just at my workplace. But most of my friends are saying maybe it's appendix. Maybe it's just been so troubling. And
what happened?
I came here this morning. I was even feeling.
You came with the pain?
I came with the pain. Then you said.
But as we're shouting.
I was jumping up. As in the strength I didn't have before. I had it.
And the thing, check that word. Are you ready to shout? We are coming. What did God do for you, man?
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Wait, listen. If you are a stammerer here, check it out. It's clear like the way I'm talking now. Even clearer than this one. Any stammerer under my voice is gone. Yes.
Okay, so I'm a runner actually.
You are what?
I
an athlete, okay.
Yeah, I run very well. But I discovered that for the past 2 years, when I jump, I feel as if my chest
want to come out.
Yes, it pounds so heavily. But today I jumped many times and I didn't feel the pain. Somebody shout hallelujah!
Go back to the field and win gold medal.
Praise God! I came here with terrible backache.
With what?
Terrible backache.
Terrible backache for how long?
I've been sitting for like 3-4 days now.
3-4 days now.
I can't.
But as we're shouting, it checked out to her. Oh my God! Oh my God! What did God do for you, man?
I'm a stammerer, but...
You are a stammerer?
I've been trying to talk and...
Wait! For how many years? Since 2012, you became a stammerer.
Sorry, 2009.
2009, the year you became
a
stammerer.
I just tested.
Oh, yeah.
But
what?
Now I cannot feel the pulse. You know that pulse when you want to talk.
A stammerer.
A
stammerer.
Very, very, very long while.
Since when?
since I was very, very
since we were a child.
Yes, exactly.
And what happened today?
So like, I said that I should check. I did not really know how to check. So like, I had a pain in my right arm. So like, I was like, if God, you can like heal this, I'll know that it's gone. So like, the pain is actually gone.
How many years have you had that pain?
Since last year, sir.
Since last year. So the pain checked out.
Yes,
exactly. And your speaking became clear.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Are you ready to shout? We have not started. We have not started. We have not started. Listen. Ask them. I told them to shout like that in Weimar. And in the service, people were getting a lot. In the service. Somebody came out. Pastor, 3 million, 3 million, 3 million. In the service. Holy Ghost, I don't know what you are looking for. But as you begin to shout, you have seen two samurai come. As you begin to shout, every sickness, every cross. Now, if you carry a dead baby, it will begin to move now. I was somewhere, and I began to preach like this and scream like this. And a woman ran out. He said, Pastor, I've been pregnant for 7 months. I've never felt the baby. I have never felt the baby. He said, but now, see, the baby began to move. Let me give you the final testimony. On the day of delivery, the pastor was there. Everybody ran out of the hospital. Because when the water broke, it was stinking. The whole hospital was smelly. They said the baby is dead. He said, Pastor said he's not dead. Pastor said the baby came back to life. They brought out the living baby from a like a gutter water from the womb of a woman. The baby came out clean and alive, but from a womb that is ticking. I don't care the challenge. I don't care the challenge. As you shout now, as you shout now. Miracles are happening here. Miracles are happening here. Aga, if you cannot see, begin to see. You are deaf, begin to hear. I'm an echo that can't make an echo. Holy Ghost! I hear this shout, you want to shout now. Listen. It's for spiritual restoration. Everybody.
Yes.
Many of you are going to enter into the fullness of your calling now. New anointings, new grace, new fire, prayer life are coming back. Spiritual altar are waking up. New anointings. As you shout this out, the power of God will flood this house. Others, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. At the count of seven, you just begin to scream. And the power of God, hey, shut up. I see the angels just enter. Power, 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 power. There is an angel in that place. Vira de Kunana. Sade. At the count of seven, let the shout rise from here. And the ladies, 21 ladies. Hey, Esther's in the palace. Esther's in the palace. The mantle is resting on them. Esther's in the palace. Mane Gariata. I see kings. I see priests. I see mantles. Any day, this day. Get ready, get ready, get ready. ready to shout. Power of God is here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, I see an angel here. I don't know who the angel came for. Ooh. Holy Ghost at the count of seven. Visit them. Okay. 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 The angel came for three things. One, impeccable wisdom. There's somebody that needs that wisdom in the workplace. It looks as if you are confused. You don't really know what to do again. Now, the word I heard is only a beautiful motion. That's the word. But the Lord said, now. Wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom.
Let it see. Number two, there is a season that looks as if you were beloved, and suddenly that season was withdrawn. You now look as if you are now trying to get to be loved. The Lord said he's restoring that season. And the third, wellness of spirit. You are singing in church, but your spirit is weak. Right now. Holy Ghost, who are these people that have these words? Rest on them. At the count of seven, let a new season start. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. Now, let it spread across this house. Exatiga. There is a gift for you. Three of you hold your hands together and lift up those hands. My God. Holy Spirit, please sit down, please sit down. Sit on this bread. Father, thank you for how you started with us. Thank you for bringing me here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Go eternal with the Lord. Go eternal with the Father. Thank you. I am not the most qualified, neither am I the most anointed, but your mercy always qualify me. In this meeting, glorify Jesus. Thank you for the ones you have healed, but heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, our hearts on fire. And I vow not to take the glory. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. Now let the joy burst forth. Fullness of joy. Now let the joy enter its fullness in your heart. Let the joy enter its fullness in your heart. Let the joy enter its fullness in your heart now. Enter. Oh God, there is a longing in my spirit to take more. There is a yearning in my soul for more of you. There is a longing in my spirit to take more. There is a yearning
Mommy, look at me. Just look at me. This mommy has a second row. Just look at me. Just look at me. Something is coming upon you. Just keep looking at me. That's it. Imaso, for more of you. Listen, this service, see, there are many waiters, there are many. In fact, there are too many. There are many. Just serving. They are serving people. Us shall just be sensitive. Just help them. Listen, Holy Ghost, just help me. I want to celebrate Pastor for this opportunity. I honor God's grace upon your life. I love you so much. Thank you for being a watchman. I don't have to explain the watchman. I don't have to explain the details to the house, but thank you. And thank you, Mama. The Lord bless you. See, fullness. Holy Ghost, help me. The fullness dimension can only be found in the person that is called full. The fullness dimension cannot be gotten anywhere outside the fool himself. Fool is a person. That dimension, when he gets to his peak, can only be gotten by an encounter with him. So there is nothing on this earth that can give you fullness. There are things on this earth can give you full dimensions. But when you want to, what is fullness? Fullness means completeness. Honest to the overflowing, that is fullness. Honest to the overflowing, that is fullness. Completeness to the overflowing. You can be full here, but until you encounter that being, that he himself is the one that fills, that is where you can enter the fullness. The things that fill cannot bring you to fullness. The being that fills is the one that can bring you to fullness. So all you need is to encounter the being that is called full, because it's the one that brings you to fullness. And he's here. He's here. Jesus is here. He's here tonight. Jesus is here. He's here. He's here. He's here. Oh. Holy. No wonder why was David different in his generation. He said, the Lord anointed my head with oil. He didn't say, I am full. He didn't say, I am full. He said, my cup runs over. Meaning, he brought me into fullness. It is the Lord that brought me into fullness. The Lord anointed my head with oil. And what happened when he came? Because I encountered him. What happened was that what I saw is an overflowing dimension. No wonder Jesus had to trace the family where there is fullness. He could have been Jesus, son of Abraham. But he came to locate the edge that carries it that is flowing. He had to locate that family where this thing is overflowing. There is a man called Aaron. He said the oil flowed from the head of Aaron to his beard, to his skirt, to the floor. How do you know Aaron passed? Check the floor.
You can't know Aaron passed by the oil in the beard until you are close to touch the beard. And before you can touch the beard, you must be a fellow priest. But the way to know that Aaron passed the place is check the floor. Begin to trace the floor. When, because the oil is dropping as it's moving. It's overflowing. That is fullness. That is fullness. That is fullness. So when you can trace the oil by knowing where Aaron has passed. So when we talk of fullness of joy, it can't be encountered by things. It has to be encountered by him. There is nothing that can give you fullness. John 1:16. And of his fullness we have received grace upon grace. Of his fullness. He's the one that has fullness. His name is fullness. He's the one that fills all. I'm going to show you now. He's the one that fills all. What you need to enter fullness of joy is to encounter this being that fills things. Oh Jesus. Ephesians 1:23. See, so you can understand what I'm saying. Let's read. Want to go? Which is his body? The what? The fullness of him that do what? Filled all in all. Joy is part of what he feels. It's not the only thing. He fills with blessings. He fills with grace. He fills with mercy. He fills with the anointing. We saw that in David. He fills with grace. We saw that in John 16. He fills with joy. He said of his fullness. He filleth all in all. Only him can fill you. The any attempt to look for filling outside him is an attempt in futility. Any attempt to seek joy from any mundane thing is an attempt in futility. Have you wondered why God began to kill the people when David began to number? Have you ever wondered? God said, David, you were a child of your father on the day that I asked Samuel to come and anoint you as king. Nobody called you. Samuel said, do you have any son? He said, no son. How can a father forget his son? Now, if the father forget, what about his mother? No son. What about his siblings? All of them forgot they had a younger brother. How come? He wanted to marry. They gave him another wife. He had a son. The son, Absalom, decided to betray his father by trying to overthrow him. He had a friend called Ahithophel. He went against him. He had one of his captains, Joab. He messed up. God said, all your life, people have been messing you up. Why are you not counting on them? I have been the only one. That is why you said, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nobody. Yet do I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. There is nobody. Now, why are you not looking for body? All your life, it has been me. Now, you begin to look for somebody. I will kill what you are looking for. So God began to kill the people. You were counting them. You were trying to count on them by counting them. And God began to kill them. God began to kill them. The issue is not the people. The issue is David. He has forgotten that God has made the one by his side. And one with God is a majority. Why are you not counting on people? Anytime you transfer your joy to things, God kill it. Anytime you transfer your joy to somebody, God can take the person. Anytime you transfer your joy to a vehicle, it can be stolen. That's why I said, don't have an idol. An idol doesn't necessarily mean ogun or oya. It could be something in your heart that is lifted above Christ. What was God doing to Abraham when he said, kill Isaac? I want to know whether it's more important to you than me. Hello, sir. He said, Ram came to the mountain. Does Ram climb mountain?
Ram is not an animal that can climb a mountain. Do you know? Rams don't climb mountain. How did that ram get there? God said, I will be Jehovah Jireh. Anytime you put me and not any other thing. Anytime you don't look at a man. Show me Psalm 147 verse 10 and 11. Psalm 147 verse 10 and 11. Mare koskibam. He delighted not in the strength of the horse, nor taking pleasure in the leg of man. Where you look at connection, you are finished. He doesn't take pleasure in the leg of man. Where you try to use leg, he said, I can kill the leg. I can cut it off. Suddenly, the man who promised to help you fail. It can happen for people in the world, but the day you say you are my Lord, he said, I'm the Lord. No man can share lordship with me. That's why I say you can't serve God and mammon, because he can't compete. I produce mammon. Anytime you focus on mammon above God, you are finished. He said, but what? Show me that scripture. He delighted not in the sense of the horse. He taketh no pleasure in the legs of man. Next verse. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Lord, only you can do it. Only you can produce joy. There is nothing that can give me joy. My car cannot give me joy. My promotion cannot give me joy. My friends cannot give me joy. I have seen friends betraying friends. I have seen husband betraying wife. I have seen father betraying us, children. I have seen family betray their family members. Only God does he betray. He's a talk and do God. Are you looking for joy? The day you transfer joy from him that can fuse to him that is collecting, you are finished. Because the person you went to meet also collect it. But there is somebody who is the source. It is better to look for the source than to be looking after resources. When you come to source, the source produces resources. Joy is a resource in Zion. It comes from the joy himself. And the person giving joy is called joy. And it's the one that is called fullness. So it is of his fullness. Hello, sir. Give me jet. Give me jet now. If you don't give me, I will arrest you. Give me. He doesn't have it. He can't give it. Give me your phone. You are limited by the resource of the source you are looking after. I can collect this phone because he has it. So if he doesn't have anything higher than this one, I can't get it. God is the all source that has all resources, that is full in fullness. So if I come for joy, I get it. If I come for mercy, I get it. It's the seed that never dries. The seed that never dries. The ocean that never dries. It's the river that never dries. I have come to drink. Who is drinking joy this morning? Listen to me. Joy is an impartation of the spirit. Why? It's a fruit of the spirit. The fruit of the spirit is love, joy. Restoration of joy. I've come to drink. When you come to this source who has all resources, there is no limitation to what you can get. If you place your joy on mundane things, you'll be disappointed. Your car can be stolen. Your house can get bombed. But God cannot be exhausted. The God who restored Job. 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 What can he not restore? What can he not restore? What can he not restore? Why did God allow devil to deal with Job? Everything Job hoped in, God finished it. It came to a point, God, Job said, only you. Even if you slay me, yet will I praise you. At that point, he has come to a conclusion. There is no resource anywhere apart from you. People will disappoint you. But God, I don't know you lay. I don't anything in don't you see me. I don't know you lay. Anytime I live anything. My dad promised me bicycle if I get first in primary four. Primary four, I got third. Primary five, said if I get first, he will buy me bicycle. First time, third. Second time, first. Third time, first. Maybe the bicycle will come tomorrow. I reminded him on my birthday when I clocked 30. You told me you buy me bicycle. But today I bought him a car. Hello, sir. Only God will not disappoint. He's the fullness. Sir, the person you are trying to get joy from, by the time he gets sorrow, he can only give what he has of his fullness. Say, Lord, I look up to you. David said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. That statement did not say my help coming from the Lord. What he's trying to say is that I have looked up to the hills. I thought there is help on the hill. But when I look and look, I saw that the help is the one sitting on the hill. He said, from where is my help coming from? Because the hill has failed to produce help. And I said, my help coming from the Lord. Only the Lord can produce joy. Say, I receive joy.
I receive joy.
Oh, Jesus. Kelebon no kosi saka. Iba! Colossians 1:19. What is the capacity of the joy in this person we are talking about? What is the capacity of joy in this person we are talking about? Hey! What is the capacity of joy in this person we are talking about? Let's see, you want to go. For it pleased the Father that in him should what? How many? How many? Why are you leaving the person that have all and look for the person with some? Why are you leaving the person that has all and pursue after the person that has some? When he says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory, he knows what he's saying. No. Glory does not depreciate in value. Dollar can go down. Naira can go down. Glory don't go down. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And to get what? It increases in value. The path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. If I place my investment in glory, it doesn't reduce in value. Rather, it increases. He said, we are with the open face, beholding as in a glass, are changed to the same image from glory to glory. Why are you looking at me? You will soon be disappointed. Why are you looking at things? They will soon disappoint you. I'm still trying to check the capacity of the person who can give me fullness. Give me Colossians 2:9. What is the capacity of this person? Colossians 2:9. Garabasi kataya. What is the capacity? Hey, everybody, let's read. For in him dwelleth what? All the fullness of who? God the Father in him. God the Son in him. God the Holy Ghost in him. The four living beasts in him. The 24 elders in him. All the angels. Anything that make God head in him is the fullness. What are you looking for? He's available. He's available. He's available. He's available. He's available. He's available.
Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. He's available.
In him.
Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. He's available.
He's available. He's available. In that sense, he's available. In him.
Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. He's available.
If you can locate this source. He's available. He's available. He's available. Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy is available. Listen. Let me try and close. Hiya. I didn't give a topic to this message. The topic is the agent of the joy. Until you have encountered this being, you can't give it. I ask him to give me jet. He cannot. You can only give what you are given. Hello, sir. Vomit pandadiam. Vomit it now. What do you do it this morning? You have not eaten. He cannot vomit it. Nobody can provoke what is not invoking you. When somebody say he got me angry, he's a liar. You are an angry man. He only help you release what you have. When he say he tempted me to fall, no, you wanted to fall. She only helped you to fall because nobody can provoke what you don't have. I have a small daughter now, 3 years old. There is nothing there yet. A girl, she doesn't look like it yet, but give her some years time. Everything will be coming out. You'll be shocked. Where did it come out from? It is inside before. Only a necessary condition and a particular time, everything comes out. And long if you carry joy, it will flow. You can't say I am sad, it made me sad. No! When you are full of joy, that will be your response. He's available. He's available. Hey. Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. He's available. Listen, one day I was going and a damn man started insulting me inside the damn. I didn't have a car then. He was insulting me. They were making jest of me. They were cursing me. And I looked at him. I wanted to react. But I looked for reaction. I can't find it. I was looking for it. I could not find it. But I would have said, hello, sir. But it was not there. Hello? If there is joy, nobody can bring out sadness. No condition can produce sadness. Your response will be a laugh, a shout, a smile. He said, he made me sad, but I gave him joy. Apostle said, we are poor, yet we are making others rich. Because there is no poverty in our DNA. That poverty we talk is a state. I made myself dear, but the rich in me is what I'm giving others. He's available. He's available. He's available. You smile, you can't fake it. You can't fake it until you encounter the being who feels. Show me Acts chapter 8, verse 1 to 8. How do you transmit joy? Joy is not just a state of happiness, joy is a nature, and I'm going to show you the meaning of joy now. Joy is not just happiness. Joy is a nature. If you believe what I'm preaching, after this service, you go and manifest this kind of joy. No, there is a joy called happiness, but there's a joy called him. There is a joy called happiness. There's a joy called him. What do I say? I can't hear you. What do I say? Let me show you him. The second type of joy. Let's read. One, two, go. Let's read. And Saul was content, consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Next verse. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. Next verse. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into the houses and ailing men and women, committed them to prison. Next verse. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere. What were they doing? Preaching the word. Next verse. Then Philip is available. He's available. He's available. Fullness of joy, fullness of joy is available. He brings joy unto them. I told you there is a joy that looks like happiness. There is a joy that is called what? He brings that joy. Then what? And the people, let's see together now, with one accord, gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Next verse. For unclean spirit crying out with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with spices and that were lame were what? Next verse. He's available. Listen, he went to preach joy. When he entered the city, he casted that sorrow that looks like sickness, casted that sorrow that looked like demon, and there was joy in the city. The greatest way to bring joy is to bring Christ to men. But until you carry him, until you carry this joy, you can't transmit it. There is a joy that is beyond things that are happening. It's a joy that comes by carrying him. When Philip was done with that city, what happened? What kind of joy? Did they say somehow joy? Did they say little joy? What kind of joy? This is what God is expecting from you. He said, transmit this joy to your office. Transmit this joy to your family. Transmit this joy to your community. Why? It is him who can release joy. An encounter with him, and you go about releasing this joy. That is the real level of joy. That is when joy enters fullness. A joy can be full when you collect car, when you collect house, but joy never enters fullness until you bring Christ to eternity. Joy enters fullness until you bring Christ to a life and release what Christ can do. If somebody is sick and the person gets well, you have introduced joy. If somebody is unsaved and the person gets saved, you have brought joy. Now show me Luke 15:7. Now there is a way you can be joyful, but there's a way everyone can be joyful. When you get a car, everyone is not dancing, but there is a joy that makes everyone dance. Let's read. Want to go? I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over what? One sinner that repented, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. There is a way heaven through a party. Show me verse 10. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over what? One sinner that repented. This is the height of joy. It's called the fullness of joy. When your territory is colonized by him. Hello, sir. You want to enter fullness of joy? Enter the streets. You want to enter fullness of joy? Reach out to a lost soul. If you see the sick, lay hands on them. You see the oppressed, cast out demons. You see the afflicted, deliver deliverance. When there is a problem, appear. Someone say, pastor, I am not a pastor. It's not for pastors, it's for believers. Mark 16:15. These signs shall follow them that believe. Pastor, there is no crowd to preach to. God is saying, listen, what did you say? He said, preach. He said, remove P from preach. He said, what? He remains rich. He said, remove R. What remains? Preaching is preach to reach each. If you can reach each, you have brought joy. It's each that costs party in heaven. How much more 1,000? If each can bring party in heaven, man, how much more 1,000? Tell your neighbor, say, enter the street. Say, enter the street. Say, you carry something. You can't keep quiet. Pray for joy to tomorrow. When you follow this pattern of joy, the things you are praying for will pursue you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing.
available. He's available. Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. He's available.
Rise up on your feet. This is joy. If you are the one causing God to be joyful, then you are the one with fullness of joy. If you are the one only getting joy, your joy is low. But if God is the one getting joy, that is fullness of joy. If you are the one getting joy, your joy is low. If God is the one getting joy, that is fullness of joy. If you are the only one getting joy, your joy is low. If God is the one getting joy, then your joy is full. Listen, as I close, Galatians 5:22. If a man is a spirit, but the fruit of the spirit is what? Love. What's the next thing? Joy. You don't pray for it. It's who you are. Do fish learn how to swim? Do dogs learn how to bark? Do mosquitoes learn how to fly? Spirits don't learn how to have joy. They are joy. They appear somewhere and joy enters. Why? He that is born of the spirit is spirit. So what he releases is joy. He's available. He's available.
Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. He's available.
Listen. If you wait for a condition to laugh, you are not born again. If you wait for a condition to have joy, something is wrong with you. That is who you are. Hello, sir. You are a girl. I said you are a girl. I said you are a girl. Who are you? You are a boy. How do you know? He believes it like he believes his name. Somebody, I have joy. Say, I don't need an experience to know I have it. See, I know what I carry. See, I know what I have. Because I have it in fullness, I transmit it to my community. Hear me, sir. Hear me, man. Enter the street. During this break, enter the street. Manifest your joy. Release a joy to the community by showing them Christ. Heal the sick. Deliver the oppressed. Set the captives free. That is how to manifest joy. The fullness of joy is when God is the one having the joy. When there is a party in heaven, that is when you enter fullness. Lift up your hands and just worship God. Lift up your hands and worship God. Lift up your hands and worship God. Lift up your hands and worship God.
Fullness of joy, fullness of joy is available.
Yes! Rejoice! 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 Can we make heaven do a party this morning? You are here because the pastor, I think I went back. I used to be born again, but I went back. Oh, pastor, I'm not even sure if I'm saved or not. Oh, pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I'm struggling with one sin, with one addiction. I need help. Heaven wants to do a party on your behalf. Wherever you are, can you come? Come. Shy. Heaven wants to do a party now. Keep coming, keep coming. Heaven wants to do a party. This is the fullness of joy. When souls are saved, when people are healed. Thank you, my sister. Keep coming, keep coming. This is heaven is doing party. Are you seeing the angels? Yes. Keep coming. Run, run, run. Yes. Keep coming. This is it. Struggling with the life of purity, struggling with the life of holiness. This is joy. This is joy. This is joy. This is joy. This is joy.
Hallelujah. Can you see the party? Now, join the party, join the party, join the party. Listen, anytime you see a soul saved, tell yourself, let me do what? I can't hear you. Let me do what? Tap your neighbor, say, join the party. Anytime you see a soul saved, what do? You join the party. When light enters a community, when joy enters the community, the people are saved, they are healed, they are delivered. What is happening there? What did you do? Don't be looking. Oh yeah, join the party, join the party. Join the party. Join the party. Hey! All of you in front. There is a party because of you. You are very special. God is dancing now. Jesus is dancing. Holy Ghost is dancing. Angel Gabriel and Michael are dancing. The four living beings are dancing. The 24 elders are dancing because of you. You are very special. See after me, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you. Thank you for the party because of me. Oh, thank you. I am sorry for wasting your time this long. Now I'm home. I believe you died for me in the cross of Calvary. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Save my soul. Sweet Holy Spirit, the life of God, come inside of me and help me to remain a system of joy forever. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Is anybody attending to them, Pastor? Please follow this. Follow this, Pastor. They want to record your name so they can join the party. So the church can join the party. Hallelujah. Listen, I know there were many miracles that happened after the first set of miracles. When I come in the evening, that's when we'll take that one. Yes, when I come in the evening, we will take that one. Are you excited this morning? Between now and 5 o'clock, what do you do? I can't hear you. Enter the street and tell them, come. If you bring somebody to the house of the Lord, you are causing a party. What if the person gets saved and become the next GO of RCCG? What if the person gets saved and become an evangelist to Saudi Arabia? What if the person gets saved and enter into oil company and begin to save them? What if the person gets saved and become the king of his town and cancel traditional worship? What if the person gets saved and enter into China and combat the president of China? Do you know what you do when you bring somebody to the house of God? You are causing a party. That is when joy enters his fullness. Somebody say fullness. From now when you see the sick, say, come, let me pray with you. Don't say, I'm not a pastor. It's for believers. When you sit your prayer, say, let me pray for you. You will pray for them in the name of Jesus, not your name. Hear me, sir. If God cannot share his glory, he can't share his shame. If nothing happens, it's not you. And when you are praying for the sick, remember this scripture. Show me Mark chapter 15, Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Show me that scripture. Mark 16, 17. Anytime you are praying for the sick, show me verse 18. Yes, everyone, let's read. No, start from, they shall lay hands on the sick. Where to go? They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall what? And they shall what? Recover is different from their being healed instantly. Listen, calm down. Face me, ma. If this sister is sick, you are not sick, and you pray for her, and the person, I'm still feeling pain, show her, you will recover, you won't die with it. Recovery can take one day, it can take 2 days, it can take 3 days, but what is the scripture? They shall recover. If you are walking by the gift of healing, the person can get well immediately, but if you are operating by the believer's command, they might get recover. So don't ever feel bad that somebody doesn't get well. Tell them you will recover. Tell them, he promised me that you will recover, you won't die with it, and live in confidence. And say, Lord, thank you, I've done your work. And there's a party. But the next time you go, you will move from just praying for the sick to sending the word. After a while, your shadow begins to heal the sick. After a while, handkerchiefs begin to leave your body. Are you ready to rejoice this morning? That is the system of what happens to those who have this joy. Can you rejoice?